今天就试试看。
To say to you.
要跟大家讲一句话。
Go on, Ni and Hao.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. You are very gracious. Yeah, so.
你们都很好。
If you have your Bible, turn to John chapter 13.
如果你们手上有圣经的话，请你翻到约翰福音第十三章。
Pastor Mike and I are leaving Tuesday to go on a missions trip to Rwanda.
Mike 牧师和我礼拜二就要去罗旺达那边去传道宣道。
Prior to leaving, I've been trying to make sure that things are ready for Pam, my wife, before I leave.
就是在我走之前呢，我就想就是确定说所有的事情都安排好，为我的太太安排好。
In 30 years of marriage, this will be the second longest time I've ever been away from her.
我们结婚已经三十年了，这是第二次我离开她这么长的时间。
And every time I go away from her, I constantly think, what's the last thing I want to do or say before I leave?
所以每次我离开之前呢，我总是想对自己问说，我在离开之前要做为她做什么，或者要跟她说什么话。
I don't know if you ever think this way, but every time I leave her, I think about the last thing because my life could end and I may not ever see her again.
我不知道你们有没有这种同感，但是我每次都在想说，我离开之前最后一件事要做什么呢？因为我有可能我一去就没有办法再回来了。
A new year gives us the opportunity to think of what we have just finished and what we're just beginning.
每个新年都是过去的结束，新的开始。
So I ask you, if this was the last time you were going to see a loved one, what would you do or say?
所以呢，我要问你们一个问题，就是如果这是你最后一次要最后一次看到你所爱的人，那你要说的话是什么呢？
In chapter 13, Jesus is having his last supper with his disciples.
在十三节，耶稣跟他们的跟他的门徒有最后一次晚餐。
This was his last chance before he was crucified to teach a lesson.
这是他在受死之前最后一次跟他的门徒有一个功给他门徒讲一个功课。
Last things are usually the most important things.
最后一件最后要做的事情通常是最重要的事情。
So I'm interested in us learning what did Jesus leave as the last lesson before he was going to be crucified.
所以我很有兴趣就是要跟大家分享的耶稣基督在最后受死之前最后做的给我们留下的是什么样的功课。
Let me read the first 17 verses of chapter 13 for us.
首先让我先读一到十七节。
It was just before the Passover feast. Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father. Now having loved his own who were in the world, he now showed them the full extent of his love. The evening meal was being served, and the devil had already prompted Judas Iscariot, son of Simon, to betray Jesus. Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power, and that he had come from God and was returning to God. So he got up from the meal, took out off his outer clothing and wrapped a towel around his waist. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash his disciples' feet, drying them with the towel that was wrapped around him. Now he came to Simon Peter, who said to him, Lord, are you going to wash my feet? And Jesus replied, You do not realize now what I am doing, but later you will understand. No, said Peter, you shall never wash my feet. Jesus answered, Unless I wash you, you have no part with me. Then, Lord, Simon Peter replied, Not just my feet, but my hands and my head as well. Jesus answered, "A person who has had a bath needs only to wash his feet. His whole body is clean, and you are clean, though not every one of you." For he knew who was going to betray him, and that was why he said not everyone was clean. When he finished washing their feet, he put on his clothes and returned to his place. "Do you understand what I have done for you?" he asked them. "You call me teacher and Lord, and rightly so, for that is what I am. Now that I, your Lord and teacher, have washed your feet, you also should wash one another's feet. I have set you an example that you should do as I have done for you. I tell you the truth, no servant is greater than his master, nor is a messenger greater than the one who sent him. Now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them."
逾越节之前，耶稣知道自己离世归父的时候到了。他既然爱世间，属自己的人，就爱他们到底。 耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手里，且知道自己是从神出来的，又要归到神那里去。
Jesus is teaching them, and he focuses on one singular thing.
耶稣对他们做了教导，而且他是集中在一件事情上。
That is the true transformation of every one of their lives from one thing to another.
那就是一个人真正的改变。
Earlier in this meal, they were arguing and having a discussion about who was going to be the greatest.
在这之前呢，他们那些门徒在争吵说谁是会做最大的。
But the final thing that Jesus was teaching them is that the greatest is going to be a servant.
但是耶稣基督给他们最后的教导就是最大的必须先服侍人，做仆人。
In teaching this lesson, I want you to see, first of all, the things that Jesus knew.
我在他在教导之前呢，我要跟大家分享的就是耶稣基督他知道，已经知道了什么。
The word for know in these scriptures, there are two different words that are used.
在这个经文里面有两个不同的词。
The main one says that Jesus saw this because God had given him insight to it.
最主要一个就是耶稣基督他知道，因为神已经给他了一个预示。
If we're to come into a relationship with Jesus, it is because God the Father has also given us those kinds of insights and draws us to himself.
如果我们知道耶稣基督，那也是因为神给了我们这个心里面这个明白，然后让我们能够靠近耶稣基督。
The Bible teaches first that Jesus knew it was time that his time had come.
在这里这段经文里面告诉我们耶稣知道时候已经到了。
It says in verse 1 that Jesus knew that the time had come for him to leave this world and go to the Father.
所以在第一节里面讲到耶稣知道他离世的时候到了他要回到父那边去。
When you and I come to Jesus Christ, we know that the Spirit of God teaches us that now's the time.
当我们知道耶稣基督的时候我们知道就是圣灵告诉我们说这是时候了。
Gabriel asked me this morning when it was that I first desired to become a pastor.
Gabriel, 今天早上问 Pastor Pat 说他什么时候决定说他要成为牧师。
I love those kind of questions from young ones.
我很喜欢小孩子问我这些问题。
All I know is I came to know Jesus when I was 7 years old.
我十七岁的时候我认识了耶稣基督七岁的时候
Seven, yeah. From that time on, the Lord placed it on my heart to be a pastor.
从那时候起神就让我种下了一个种子在我心中种下了一个种子说我要成为牧师
When you are 7 years old, you haven't committed a lot of sin.
当你七岁的时候，你可能没有犯很多的罪。
But I knew my time had come.
但是我知道我的时候到了。
I was convicted by the Lord, and I had to find His forgiveness.
我神让我知道说我要寻找他的赦罪。
If you're going to be a servant, as Jesus shows us servanthood, you need to come to a point where you recognize that your time has come, and you must ask His forgiveness.
如果你要像耶稣基督这样子成为一个仆人的话，那你必须求神赦免你的罪。
The second thing that Jesus knew was the work of the Father's power in his life.
第二件事耶稣知道的就是神的能力在他身上做工。
It tells us in the scripture in verse 3 that Jesus knew that the Father had put all things under his power.
在第三节里面讲到耶稣知道父已将万有交在他手中。
Jesus had taught his disciples earlier that nobody takes his life, he lays it down willingly.
他在这里面告诉我们不是别人把他的生命取走而是他自己愿意。为我们舍身。
So God the Father had empowered Jesus to prepare to lay down his life, and that's what will happen in just hours after this took place.
所以父神将能力放在耶稣身上，让他为我们舍身。
The Bible teaches that all of us are dead in our trespasses and sins.
所以在圣经里面教导我们因为我们有罪所以是死的。
Dead men have no power.
死就是说我们没有任何的能力。
But God the Father empowers us to respond to him.
但神父神给我们能力让我们能够回应他。
And so he places within our hands the power to either respond to him and become his servant or to reject him.And be eternally separated from him.
所以他给我们能力，让我们有两种做法，一种就是成为他的仆人，另外一种就是拒绝他。
It is your choice what you do with the power that the Father has placed within your hands.
所以是你的决定，你可以决定说你要怎样用神给你的能力。
The third thing I would show you is that he knew where he came from and he knew where he was going.
第三件事我要跟大家分享就是他知道他从哪里来他也知道他要往哪里去。
For us, we have to remember that we've come from being dead and separated from God, but when we come into a relationship with Jesus Christ, we are made alive in him.
所以 对于我们来说，我们知道我们原先是死的，与神隔绝。但是当我们认识耶稣基督的时候，我们就重生了。
And because I know what I was, what I am, and where I'm going.
而且因为我们知道说我们过去是怎样，现在是怎样，我们将来要到哪里去。
I can now be free to be who God wants me to be right now.
所以我们现在有自由做神要让我们成为的人。
So what did Jesus teach us that we are free to do at this point?
所以耶稣在这里面告诉怎样教导我们呢？就是我们要成为怎样的人呢？
The lesson he taught was that I am free now to live a life of service.
所以他给我们的最后的一个教导就是我们有这个自由要做一个为神服事的人。
The Bible teaches this, that we have crossed over in Jesus Christ, we have crossed over from death to life.
圣经教导我们借着耶稣基督我们从死到生。
We have crossed over from darkness to light.
我们从黑暗到光明。
We have crossed over from a kingdom that we try to build for ourselves and have brought into the kingdom of the Son whom He loves.
我们从一个自我中心，要为自己营造自己的王国，转变到进入一个国度里面，在神的国度里面成为他的儿女。
Jesus taught that in making that transition,I first have to surrender my position.
为了要我们要达到在神的爱的国度里面，首先我们要学会顺服。
He says here in this passage, "You call me Lord and teacher, and you are right. That's who I am."
他在这里面讲到说，你们称呼我为夫子，称呼我为主，你们说的不错，我本来是。
I'll take it even further.He was the very Son of God who created all the world, and he left that position to come and be a man.
让我进一步说，他本来是神的儿子，他本来创造了这个世界，但是他来到我们这个世间。
So whatever position you're in, whether it is a very exalted position or a very low position, we set aside our position for the sake of Jesus.
所以不管你现在的位置是怎样，或者高或者低，我们都要把这些抛开，因为为了耶稣基督。
The second thing that we surrender is our will.
第二个我们要放下的就是我们自己的意愿。
Let me talk about our will for just a moment.
让我继续讲多一些这个我们自己的意愿。
Many people are very religious people.
很多人都是很就是有宗教的。
They try to be good and follow God by a force of their will.
他们想着试着想去跟从主，跟从神，但是呢是按着他们的意愿去跟从神。
But one writer that I read recently described our will as a beast of burden.
但是我最近读到一本书，他就讲到我们自己的意愿是一个有负担的一个大兽。
I realize this is the year of the snake.
我知道在中国人的传统，这是一个蛇年。
But I want you to think about a horse or a donkey.
但是我想大家就是想象有一只马或者一个驴子。
The horse or donkey can only go where somebody else leads them.
马跟驴子呢，只能跟着带他的人走。
It's by a bridle or a rope that's tied around them that they're guided.
所以他们就是靠，就是有一个绳子，或者他们嘴上套了一个东西，那人就拉着他们走。
Your will is like a horse or a donkey.
你的意愿就像一只马或者一只驴子。
The Bible teaches it's influenced by three things.
圣经教导我们三件事。
The thoughts that you think.
你的想法。
That's why the Bible teaches that if we are to be transformed, it must be by the renewing of our mind.
圣经教导我们，如果我们要为要被神改变的话，那第一个就是我们的意念要改变。
In fact, the word for repentance, to repent, means to change your mind or to change your thinking.
实际上，认罪这个词就是说，认罪悔改这个词就是说，我们要重新的改变我们的心思意念。
The second thing that influences your will or your emotions.
第二个影响你的就是你自己的想法，你的意念，还有你的做法。
Emotions can be extremely deceiving.
就是你的情绪，有时候是，就是不是真的，它是其实很，就是很有欺骗性质的。
In fact, if you go by your emotions, you'll be like a leaf out in the wind that's tossed here and then there.
如果你跟着你的情绪的话，那就像一片叶子，你可以飘到这，也可以飘到那。
The third thing that influences our will are our social influences.
第三个能够第三个左右我们的就是我们周围的人对我们的看法。
So the people that you, I'm sorry. So the people that you spend time with also influence your will.
所以你结交的人，平常经常在一起的人，也影响你的意愿。
In fact, many of the people that were crying out for Jesus' crucifixion were doing so simply because they were influenced by a few strong voices who were their friends.
实际上呢，就在当时耶稣基督上十字架的时候，很多人都说要把他钉死。其实大部分人只是随着很小一部分人的意愿在那边叫喊。
So.Transitioning from God's kingdom to God's kingdom from our kingdom involves the changing of the will by the changing of these three influences.
所以我们要从自己的王国走到神的国度里面呢，是包括了这三方面的改变。
This takes spiritual discipline for us to do this.
这需要有圣灵的教节制。
Do any of you ever watch football?
我不知道你们有没有看美国的橄榄球。
There's a great quarterback by the name of Peyton Manning.
有一个后卫，他的名字叫
Peyton Manning.
Peyton Manning.
Yeah. He used to play for the Indianapolis Colts.
他原先是跟那个印第安纳。
Indianapolis Colts, yes.
他的一个队跟一个球队在打橄榄球。
In Indianapolis, they play inside a dome.
他在那个球队里面呢，他们是在一个就是体育场里面打的。
They don't have to worry about the weather.
他们不需要就是想到说天气不好的时候他们怎么样，因为他们是在室内打的。
But knowing that he will have to play against teams in their stadiums outside, even in the rain.
但是他们知道说，当他们去比赛的时候，他们必须在有时候在户外打，甚至下雨的时候也在那边打。
Peyton Manning every other week would have his center, the guy that hikes the ball, hike him wet footballs.
所以呢。Peyton 他每一次练习的他就经常练习说让人家给他是一个湿的球。
He wanted to prepare for when he would have to handle a wet football by playing in the rain so he wouldn't drop them.
因为他要有非常的天气情况，比如说下雨的时候做预备，就是当他接到湿的球的时候他不会掉。
In the Super Bowl that they won,
在当他们赢了那个Super Bowl 的比赛的时候
，They ended up playing in the rain.
他们实际上那次比赛正好就是在雨中比赛。
Peyton Manning never dropped one ball.
Peyton 他从来他那次比赛没有丢过一个球，没有就是掉过一个球。
The quarterback on the other team dropped five.
但是呢，他们的对手 掉了五次。
In the same way, if you do not practice spiritual disciplines, reading your Bible, praying, silence, you will not be prepared for what God has for you.
同样的，如果我们在属灵里面没有这个操练的话，那我们就没有办法预备好神为要给我们的。
It is not hard to have the transition in your life that God wants for you.
要把从一个我们这个国度到神的国度里面的这个改变，就是神为我们预备的这个改变呢，这个本身不是一件很难的事情。
But it is necessary for you to do the things that God has called you to do.
但是我们必须做神呼召我们去做的。
So there are certain things that we must surrender.
所以有一些事情我们必须放下。
We must remember that we are no greater than our master.
我们必须知道说我们不超过我们的主人。
So we surrender our position.
所以我们把我们的位置放下。
We must understand that the way of servanthood is not just a matter of a few actions, but it is a way of life.
我们必须知道说我们服从并不是说我只做几件事而已，这个是人生的一个道路。
So as I'm going through my day, every day,
所以当我过着每天的生活的时候，
it is not just about the agenda that I have for my day,
不仅仅是我今天要做哪几件事情，
but it's about looking for what God may want me to do that day in the midst of my agenda.
而是我们要看到就在我们做的这些事情上面，神要我们做什么。
If you look in the Bible throughout the Gospels, I've never found where Jesus ever seemed to be inconvenienced.
所以你如果看圣经的时候，我发现我没有看到任何一个地方耶稣会觉得说他只是为了自己的方便然后做一些事情。
He said, I always do what the Father is doing.
他说我总是照着我的父神要我做的去做。
I only speak what the Father is speaking.
我只讲我父神要我讲的话。
When you stay close to our Heavenly Father,
当你跟我们的父神亲近的时候，
you will speak what He is speaking.
你会讲他讲的。
And you will do what he is doing.
你会做他做的。
And what you think you're going to do today.
所以你现在要做的事情，你今天要做的事情，
may end up being different than what you plan.
可能跟你要做的，可能跟你要想的，原先预备的是不一样的。
But it will be exactly what your father has planned for you to do that day.
最好是按着父神要你做的去做。
And no matter how long you've been a Christian,
不管你成为基督徒有多久，
you probably will still have to learn this lesson.
你可能都要学到学这个功课。
I will confess what I did to you.
我会跟大家讲一下我做什么。
Our guest for our event Friday night, Eric Metaxas, stayed overnight Friday night and was here till yesterday.
我们在过去的一个礼拜五有一个人来讲，他的名字叫 Eric。那他在礼拜五晚上就住在我们这边，就直到昨天才走。
Pastor Mike called me Friday night to tell me that Eric may call me to go early. I was taking him to the airport, and he may want to leave a little early and go up and see Niagara Falls.
Mike 牧师打电话给我说，他本来 Pastor Pat 要带他去机场的，那他就Pastor Mike 就跟他讲说，讲员 Eric 他可能想早点走，因为他想要去看那个大瀑布。
When Pastor Mike called me, the first thing that went through my mind was, but I planned to pack for my trip on Saturday morning.
但是呢，当 他 Pastor Mike 给Mike 牧师给我打电话的时候，我第一个想法就是说，但是我那天早上我要为我的行程做一些准备，我要打理我的行李。
So rather than thinking I have the opportunity to serve a brother, I thought about my packing first.
所以呢，我当时的反应不是说我要怎样服侍我在主内的弟兄，而是想着说我自己要打点我的行李。
I had to confess to the Father because I did not like that the first thing I thought about was me.
所以呢，我跟神认罪，因为我不喜欢我第一个想法就是我要打点我的行李。
I'm not suggesting that we must never take time for the things that are important for us.
我不是说我们不应该注意打理我们重要的事情，我们自己一些重要的事情。
But I do challenge us to ask this question, God, what is it that you want me to do here so that I can fulfill your purposes today before I fulfill mine?
但是呢，我给一个给我们一个挑战，就是我在我们要问神一个问题，就是说在我做我自己的事情的时候，你要我完成的是什么事情？
Notice Jesus ends his teaching by saying this, now that you know these things, you will be blessed if you do them.
所以在第十七节这样讲到，你们既知道这事，若是去行，就有福了。
I encourage you later today to read Philippians chapter 2.
我鼓励大家读今天晚点的时候读一下腓立比书的第二章。
In there it says that our attitude should be the same as Christ Jesus.
在那第二章里面讲到，我们的态度应该像基督一样，耶稣一样。
So as you start your new year,
所以当你开始新年的时候。
I encourage you to truly confess and repent.
我鼓励你真正的从内心的去认罪悔改。
Confess that Jesus Christ is your Lord.
你承认耶稣基督是你的主。
Change your mind about how you orient your life.
把你的生活的重心改变一下。
Work on those disciplines that will help you truly be transformed.
我们必须有为我们要所做的人生的改变做一些准备和学一些功课，做一些操练。
As a church, today we're beginning a small group study around a book entitled Soul Shift.
Soul
Shift.
Okay. 在我大教会里面，他们今天就开始了一个细胞小组的学习，那个里面就叫一个 soul shift， 就是灵魂的伙伴或者转变关系。
The first shift is to go from me to you。
第一个关系就是第一个就是从我到你。
It's no longer about me.It is what God has placed me here to do for you.
不再是我，而是神要我为你做什么。
So again, I encourage us to not just try to follow God by using our will to do good.
所以呢，我鼓励大家不要按着我们的意愿去跟从神，觉得说我们好像做了几件好事。
The Bible teaches us if you try to do it that way, you will always fail.
圣经教导我们，如果我们是这样子做的话，那我们会永远会失败。
But if you remember that He is God and I am not,
但是你如果记住说他是神，你不是的话，
you will find great freedom and joy in following Jesus.
那你会有很大的喜乐和自由去跟从。Yes, do.
Go up, Nian Hao.
Happy New Year.
May I pray for us?
让我们一起低头祷告。
Thank you for the freedom that we have in Christ, Lord.
主啊，谢谢你给我们在主里面的自由。
Thank you for showing us and teaching us what it is to be a servant.
谢谢你，教导我们怎样成为一个仆人。
And now help us to wash one another's feet, just as you washed our feet.
求你帮助我们彼此洗脚，就像你为门徒洗脚一样。
To your glory and by your power, the power of your Holy Spirit, I pray.
奉你的能力、你的荣耀、你的名，我祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
Let's sing the song of thanksgiving as a response to today's prayer.